Shavua Tov, Gitavach. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Shabbos Chanukah. Chanukah is an extraordinary holiday in the fact that the mitzvah of lighting the neros comes in its three-part method. Ikar mitzvah, neri shubeso, mahadrin, and mahadrin mina mahadrin. It's unique in that way. But what I want to focus on tonight is the premier level of doing the mitzvah, right? And that is the mahadrin mina mahadrin level. And then connect it back to the basic level. And so let me just sum it up as follows. What's fascinating to note about mahadrin mina mahadrin is that there is a debate about how mahadrin mina mahadrin is actually executed. So many people are familiar with the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you light one candle on the first night up to eight candles on the night on the eighth, or 8 to 1, starting on the first day and ending with one on the last night. But there is another machlokas, another dispute, regarding how mahadrin mina mahadrin is supposed to be done. And this dispute has a fault line between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. So it is the primary custom among Sephardic households that each night of Hanukkah, lighting the candles from 1 to 8, there is one Chanukiah, one set of candles for the entire household. So whether you have 5 people or 25 people or one person as part of your household, doesn't make a difference, one Chanukiah. The common practice amongst Ashkenazim, however, is that there is one set of candles for each member of the household, or as we do it, one Chanukiah for each member of the household. So if you have 5 members of the household, there are likely 5 menorahs in your household. And there are some slight versions of that, but basically one set of candles for each member of the household. Now that distinction, that fault line between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim is interesting in and of itself. But what takes on another level of fascination here is the source for each one of these practices. So if you look at the practice of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin of Sfaradim, you can draw a straight line back to Rabbeinu Tam. And for those of us who might not be so familiar, Rabbeinu Tam, the grandson of Rashi, is a card-carrying classical Ashkenaz Rishon. So the Sfaradim, the practice of Sfaradim, draw a line back for Rabbeinu Tam of Ashkenaz. And the Ashkenaz practice of one set of candles for each member of the household, you can draw a straight line back to the Rambam. And the Rambam, of course, is the fountainhead, the chief, Arishon of Sephardic practice. And that has had ripples down the ages. So here we have on Chanukah, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, as it were, crossing party lines, that the Ashkenaz practice is sourced in the Rambam, the Sfaradi, and the Sephardic practice is sourced in Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkenazi. And this is, this is strange. Ordinarily, Ashkenazic practice follows Ashkenazic Rishonim, and Sephardic practice follows the Rambam and other Sephardic Rishonim. But I think that this oddity is precisely reflective of what Chanukah is all about. Indeed, Chanukah celebrates not only the Pach Shemen, the nace of the oil, but it also celebrates the conclusion of the war. And what war are we talking about? Well, there's the war between the Jews and the Greeks, for sure, the Jews and the Yavanim. But there is yet another war, and that war is between Jews and other Jews, between the Hasidim and the Misyavnim, between the traditionalist Jews and the assimilationist Jews. And this was not just a spiritual battle, but it was also a physical war. There was literally a civil war on every level, spiritual, experiential, philosophical, and physical. So Chanukah is the conclusion of not only the war against the Greeks, Rabim Biad Ma'atim, but it was also the conclusion of the war, Jew versus Jew. And so Chanukah is the reunification of the body, the household, the family of Klal Yisrael under the Ashkachas Hashem. That's what Chanukah is. So we have here a melding of the two essential aspects of Chanukah, the Pach Shemen, which represents the spiritual center of Torah, of Kedusha, of the Shechina, and the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash, And you have here the reunification of Klal Yisrael at the end of the Civil War. That ending of the Civil War, the reunification of the people, is under this rubric of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what Hanukkah indeed commemorates. And so it makes entirely perfect sense that on a holiday of Hanukkah, which represents the reunification of the Jewish people under Ol Malchus Shamayim, that for whatever historical reasons, Klal Yisrael sort of figured this out, that Ashkenazim follow the Sephardic rabbi, and the Sephardim follow the Ashkenazic rabbi, in essence, creating an Achdus in Klal Yisrael, the very way in which we do Mahadrid Min HaMahadrid, which is the way we do Ner Chanukah, that in and of itself is a reflection of creating Achdus in Klal Yisrael. Two different traditions within the Halacha are following each other's Rabbanim, if you will. So to me, it makes entirely perfect sense. And this is rooted in the essential, fundamental, basic mitzvah of Hanukkah itself. Because in this three-layer system of lighting candles on Hanukkah, it starts with the most basic, fundamental mitzvah of Ner Ishu Beisel. One light, one candle for the household each night. So on the first night, there's one candle. On the second night, there's one candle. On the fifth night, there's one candle. And on the eighth night, there is only one candle per household. And one could say, sort of metaphorically, that Ner Ishu Beisel is not simply about having, you know, a minimum way to do the mitzvah, but it too is reflective of what the essential core of Hanukkah is. That is unity of the household. One light per household. And that is reflective of one light for the household of Klal Yisrael, for Beis Yisrael. So the entire halachic framework for doing the mitzvah of Hanukkah is rooted in the notion of this unity, of this Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And the menorah itself has this very idea within it. Take a look at the beginning of Bahaloscha. Torah says, Daber el Aron v'amarte elav, Bahaloscha saneros amul pnei ha-menorah ya'iru shiva saneros. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which our Chanukiah reflects. The Chanukiah is not the menorah in the Mikdash, but it reflects and recalls the menorah in the Mikdash. Right? The Chanukiah has eight candles because it reflects eight nights of the Nes, but it is reminiscent of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So here is what the Sforno says about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. And I'm going to read you the line. Says the Sforno, called Hashiva Ya'iru V'Yashpia Or Elyon Yisrael. Each of these seven sticks, these seven branches of the menorah, they light up and they are conduits for the heavenly light, the divine light, to influence and vitalize the experience of Klal Yisrael. Sheyoru Or HaYamanim V'Or HaSmalim. You have the branches on the right, and the branches on the menorah on the left. Ufona el or hakone haemsa'i shehu ikar haminorah. And these branches on the right and these branches on the left, they are tilted, they are faced towards this center branch of the menorah, sort of a pipeline from the divine light coming into this world. And here's where the Sforno says something which is just amazing. Vishakein ra'i Shekavonas ha-maiminim ha-oskim b'chaye olam v'ha-masmilim ha-oskim b'chaye sha'a. You have the branches on the right, which reflect the right-wing people, if you will, who are focused on eternal values and practices that are centered on the eternity of Klal Yisrael, i.e., the spiritual realm. V'ha-masmilim, the left side of the menorah, reflects the left-wingers, the people on the left, ha-oskim b'chaye sha'a, that are focused on this physical, material, finite, temporary world in which we live. Ha-ozrim le-maiminim, so we have the combination of the maiminim and the masmilim, the right and the left. And together, says the Sforno, Bein Kulam, the Roma Mueshmo Yachtav, together, the rightists and the leftists, the right wing and the left wing, the Chaye Olam and the Chaye Sha'a. Both elements of Klal Yisrael are critical, are necessary to work together, the Roma Mushmo Yachtav, and in doing so, will raise the name of Hashem and the glory of Hashem and the position of Hashem in the consciousness of humanity. This is what the menorah represents. To boil down the Svarno into one word, Maiminim, Asmilim, right-wingers, left-wingers, it comes down to one word, and that is Achdus, unity. The menorah and the Beis HaMikdash reflects a unity within Klal Yisrael of people working together in their various foci in order to be Meshabeach, the Elyon, in order to give praise and place in the world to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to influence this world, the light of Hashem, the divine light, to have an impact on this world. And that's the menorah and the Mikdash. And that is what the Chanukiah of Hanukkah reflects and reminds us of. And that is what the celebration of Hanukkah actually is. It is a celebration of Achdus in Klal Yisrael. Achdus after a very, very difficult time. And we are reminded that if we want to ultimately do what the menorah is meant to accomplish, which is the Maiminim and the Masmilim working together, then if we are able to incorporate that into ourselves, then we can create a Klal Yisrael, in the words of the Sforno, Bein Kulam V'Romamu Ashmo Yachtav, amongst them all together, to raise up the name of Hashem in the world. And in so doing, to be Zocha for a Geula, just like in the time of the rededication of the Mikdash and in the time of the Chashmonaim, we should also be Zocha not just to a temporary Geula, but to a permanent Geula Shlema. B'mehera V'yameinu. Amen. A good Vach and a good Chanukah to all.